Chad's making progress. He went through practice today in a limited fashion, and we'll see how he's tomorrow. I'm hopeful that he'll practice either tomorrow or for sure Saturday is the plan going into the week. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow, preferably tomorrow over Saturday.
Is that still up in the air? Who are you going to start at left tackle?
Never been up in the air. Chad Clifton is a starting tackle. So if he's medically unable to go, then we'll see what happens. But we won't announce that till game time, I'm sure.
Underwood was full today. Is that the furthest he's been along since?
Brandon Underwood went in the full fashion today. Went through his work last week and didn't have any setbacks, so he was a full participant today.
And Mike, in any way would you be reluctant to play Chad if he was only able to practice on Saturday like he was only able to practice on Friday last week?
Chad's a veteran player. We'll evaluate his work and his medical situation at the end of the week and make a decision. I mean, there's nothing really else to talk about. I feel like we've been through this before with him. He needs a practice. And he's prepared to play. If not, we feel very comfortable going with Brian.
Mike, halftime this past Sunday, you had a strong tone in your message to your players. You got terrific results in the second half. You've been with this group for 2 or 3 years now. You know, do you feel that you may need to use that some more this year to reach the expectations you have for this team?
Every day answers that question. I think it's important to recognize that every team's different, and this team is different than last year's team. You know, there's 11 new members on our team that weren't here last year, so very conscientious of every time we face a new experience to go back and educate and reinforce the things that we feel are important to winning, and that's no different this week. The Chicago Bears, the history of the rivalry, it's important for us to acknowledge that, you know, the respect and the importance of going down there, the way you need to play in that stadium. For our first division game. So now, whatever tone needs to be used will be used. I think that's your responsibility as a coach.
Mike, what do you see in Cutler this year compared to last year?
Very productive. Jay Cutler, the first 2 weeks, he looks like he's off to a great start. It's a quarterback-friendly system, and he'll be given opportunities to make all the throws, which he's fully capable of doing. And I think really he's off to a very good start. Very impressed with his first two games.
The Bears made some changes, both personnel-wise and coaching-wise. Do you see them as an improved team after these 2 weeks?
I see them as a more healthy team. We played them opening day last year and played them later in the season, and they had gone through probably as many or more injuries than we had. So, but every year's a new year. I think they're playing with a lot of confidence. Very good tempo on defense. That looks like they've been productive on offense, and their special teams has always been a challenge. I think they've always done an excellent job on special teams. So they're playing well. They've had two good wins, and a big win on the road last week down there in Dallas. We're looking for this to be a heck of a football game Monday night.
Mike, with your offensive background, what are your impressions of Mike Marks and the way he challenges teams, formations, and creativity?
Mike does an excellent job, always has been. He does an excellent job pushing the ball up the field, does an excellent job getting the ball to the backs, utilizing his personnel. I mean, I think he's like everybody. There's concepts that he's very comfortable using, and they're well taught and very, very effective in every place he's been. The shifts and motions and trying to create matchups. So he makes you work Monday through Saturday as a defensive staff, that's for sure.
In some ways, will you enjoy, if you ever have a moment, to watch Dom and Mike Marks kind of matching wits in this game?
Will I have a moment to enjoy?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to competing. I'm looking forward to every aspect of the game Monday night. So I'm looking forward to seeing our defense with Dom calling it, competing against our offense. Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Mike, look at tape at Brian Urlacher. What do you see now? He's up in age and playing in the game, but do you still see that he still has that step and that burst?
Brian Urlacher, I think he looks good. You know, he looks strong and powerful. You know, he looks like he's fully recovered. You know, he obviously hurt his wrist in the game out here last year. So, very experienced. I mean, he's a quarterback of that defense, and his ability to recognize concepts, and their whole defense does a great job playing with such vision and tempo and pace. So, I think Lance Briggs is a special player also too. So I've always had a lot of respect for those guys at the linebacker position.
What have you seen out of Peppers and how they use him and how much does he impact their defense?
Joyce Peppers looks very comfortable in that defense. I think it's definitely tailored for his ability. And, you know, they're moving him around, you know, playing both the open and closed side, playing both left and right and sub. And, you know, I think he's off to an excellent start. But, Joyce, regardless what defense he plays in, you need to be aware where he is.
Mike, what is the Bears-Packers rivalry mean to you? Are you doing anything special this week, bring anybody in to talk about that or any plans that way?
We won't bring anybody in, but we'll spend a portion of our team meeting, particularly educating our first-year players. It's something I've done every year, so just to make sure they fully understand the importance of this game, you know, how long the rivalry's gone on and the record and so forth. And it always brings an added something to the week. It is still one game. I think you got to keep that in perspective, one game in a 16-game season. But it's our first division game, and it's a big rivalry, but I know our fans love and everybody looks forward to playing it.
What about, how did Mike Neal look
tonight? Mike did okay. I'm curious to see how he responds in the morning. I don't think he took every single rep, but I had a chance to watch him a little bit during the defensive reps. But it was good to have him back out there. He needs to work. He's a young player. I really want to see him go into padded work tomorrow. So we went in shells today because the medical report wasn't really wasn't where it needed to be. So we took a step back and went shells and then with the pads on the mar. So tomorrow will be a big day for Mike.
Yeah, any idea on draft day 2 years ago what kind of impact Clay could have?
Well, anytime you pick someone in the first round, you want them to have an impact on your football team. And, you know, going to the 3-4, you know, watching his athletic ability, his production on special teams too. And I feel like I answer this question the same way every time it's asked, but it's the facts that when Ted Thompson came back from his USC visit, and I mean, so many excellent players coming out that year. I mean, he talked a bunch about Clay Matthews. I mean, he thought he had a chance to be something special in the league, and he was, you know, it was no secret that we, you know, come draft day that we were going to step up and get him, you know, based on. You know, that trip was, you know, that was back in the fall. It was usually when Ted takes, you know, Ted's out on the road right now down in Texas. And he'll come back in at the end of the week and we'll talk about players that he's seen and so forth. And he was real excited by Clay Matthews.
The Bears showed some problems with pass protection in the preseason at the start of this game in Dallas. What did you see in what they were able to do, adjustments or player performance to pull out a win against the Cowboys?
Oh, they obviously shortened up their step. You know, they went to more controlled passing game, and Jay did a good job getting the ball out. They handled the pressure very well. You know, they had the one hot throw to Olsen, you know, where they dropped coverage on him. So, you know, he's just utilizing Jay, in all aspects of the passing game. So, how they play us, I'm sure, may be different. But they did a nice job in the second half.
Mike, in place of with Jenkins a little bit limited and Neal out, how do you think Pickett and Neal are doing? Perhaps like Pickett and Najee done together in that?
I think BJ's put together two good games. I mean, they're playing a lot more snaps than they've played in the past, you know, which I know they're excited about. You know, Ryan's done a good job, you know, kicking out there to the end in the Okie. We haven't played a whole lot of it. Just because of the way that, you know, the first two games have gone. But I think they're off to a good start.
Mike, last year you guys had a lot of success running the football in that game at Soldier Field. What are you looking for from the group of backs this year? Obviously, Ryan's, you know, not here. He had a big day. But what would you like to see as far as improvement-wise from that group running the football on Monday?
Well, we've got to exercise our game plan. You know, it's It's a little different running the ball, you know, than it was, you know, prior to Ryan's injury, just because we're, you know, we're rolling different you know, players in there. So I just would like to get them in more of a rhythm and maybe give them some more opportunities than they had last week. But, you know, every game's a new game and every year's a new year. But, it's a different defense that we'll play Monday night than we played down there last year.
Are you able to expand Nance's,
Expand who?
Nance's
okay.
Playbook at this point?
Oh, we're trying to. You know, we worked him more today in practice and, you know, trying to give him some things. I mean, he's going through such a terminology change. It's a lot different than he's been exposed to. It's just from the, you know, the digit system and, you know, we're, you know, our words are his numbers and his old numbers are our words and so forth. So, and then to do that and also to be able to play the speed of a blitz throw, he's going through adjustment right now.
What have you thought of Sam Shields the last 2 weeks? I guess he didn't see much of him being targeted last week, so I guess I would assume that he's doing a really good job there.
Sam improved from Philadelphia to Buffalo, and we look for Sam to improve from Buffalo to Chicago. I mean, that's what you're looking for, really, in your whole football team. But I thought both him and Morgan did a much better job in week two than they did in week one. So he's more comfortable back there. I thought he did a lot better job squeezing the routes, you know, recognizing the concepts. And, you know, we look for him to improve. Sam's doing a nice job.
Thank you.